The question seems to always, well, not always, frequently be asked of especially young people as they are entertained by any number of comic books and superhuman stories of heroes and villains, what superpower would you choose? And it seems often enough that the two that you choose from are invisibility or flight. Now, that may be different depending on the circumstances, but for one reason or another, those seem to be the options, invisibility or flight. And there is something about flying that appeals to the human soul. There is something about being unbound by this world, by the gravity that holds us to it, to be set free, to be loose, to be able to fly. From Icarus to Superman, we have, as cultures throughout history, thought about what it would be to be able to fly. There are many different examples of this. I was even earlier trying to figure out if Charlie in the Chocolate Factory flew by drinking that bubbly stuff, you know? If he flew in the newer one, 2005, I know he flew in the one in the 70s, but whether or not he was able to fly in the newer one. Speaking of the older one, I watched that over and over and over again. And Charlie being able to lift off the ground with his grandpa after having drank that drink and then needing to burp to avoid the spinning fan blades at the top of the tower, that resonated in my memory. We have all of these examples of people who were able to leave the ground, and it points to, time and again, something very deep within us. Each of us, I think, in our own way, have contemplated, especially when we are young, especially when we are more free, perhaps freer, to imagine what life could be if we had a special ability. To imagine being able to live more fully, perhaps what it is to be human. This is the answer. Mary is the key to unlocking that door. That deep desire within our hearts to be more than we are, to be able to do things that no normal person in our world and in our experience could do, that is and points to the reality that we are called to more. We are called to be greater. We are called to glory. The things that we could do, the ways in which we could experience life, it's unimaginable. Many have looked back at what it would have been like to be human before the fall. What would that existence have been like? What would they have done if they had not been tempted by the serpent in the garden? What would they have been like? And that's an interesting question. We don't know for sure, we're not exactly positive, but I believe that those inclinations, the thinking of ourselves as having abilities, may have been realized in the garden before we fell away from them, before we were tethered to this earth, before sin and death, as our second reading acknowledges, entered the world. There is an enemy, and we want some kind of power to face that enemy. An enemy is death, that enemy is sin, and that enemy has kept us grounded to this world. And then comes the incarnation. God comes to us. The one with all power comes to us, to a 12, 13, 14-year-old girl and asks her to do something amazing, to bear within her God Himself, to allow the Holy Spirit to descend upon her and to leave her carrying within her God Himself. God made man, the incarnation, the one to whom we look to for the victory over sin and death. Her yes is crucial. Her yes in this whole story is essential, because God does not force God's self upon any of us. God does not say, you must follow my will, and if you don't, I'll make you. He allowed her. Have you seen the statue? Is she not beautiful? Ah, love it. A woman is beautiful. And she said yes for all of us. At the end of time, she said yes, and we began to retake our full potential. We began to take within ourselves God's desire for us to lift us up, and ultimately, we believe her story ends, in a sense. Her story continues today because she's working with us and through us still, but that her story on earth ends with flight. She flies. Not on her own accord, not because she wills it, not because she's grown wings or, you know, got a special stone or the sun gave her special power. None of that. Because God drew her, assumed her, up into heaven. She flew, not by her own power, but by God's power. And our desire to fly points us after her still. When the people come to Jesus and declare the truth, because it is true, blessed is the womb that bore you, and blessed are the breasts that nursed you, it's not true. It is true. Blessed indeed is she who said yes, but she is blessed because of her yes. Blessed indeed, rather, Christ says, are the ones who hear the word of God and follow it. Her yes is that. Her yes set not only herself, but humanity through Christ, free from sin and death. Let us follow after him by following after her and knowing who we truly are. Not bound to this world, not bound by COVID or any other pandemic, or any other worry or concern, not bound to this world, but set free to be fully who we are called to be. With Christ, with his mother, with the Queen of Heaven, for all eternity.